Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture. Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on radio.com and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Not well.
We're looking at each other. It's nice in studio together. That's fun. It should be a joy. Last time we were in studio together, it was like a really fun, joyous occasion.
Last time we did a podcast, this team was on their way to the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. The yo was epic, and today there wasn't even a yo. It was like yo.
It's like hey, we're here.
I didn't even want to do the yo. I almost just went hey.
They don't deserve a yo.
I know. That's how I feel. I feel like all right, 8 straight. It sounds so silly now. How excited
did it happen? Are we sure it happened?
I'm not.
I'm not sure it actually happened.
I'm a big multiverse guy. It could have been a parallel universe or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, you can't tell me that, you know, you didn't think it was 2011. Yeah. It could have been 2011.
You're right. It could have been. I know there are injuries and all that. How does this happen again? Again, the Diamondbacks lose the first two. The Diamondbacks, 6 of 8. Well, the Braves won 14 of 16, no biggie.
Yeah, everything's fine.
They're 3.5 back, Jack.
It's just...
In a week and a half, they went from 2.5 up to 3.5 back. Like, they lost 5 games in the standings like that.
I don't even know who to, like, directly pinpoint my anger towards.
All of them? Everybody?
It's like everyone except for Bryce.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Hard to be mad at Bryce,
you know... you know, whatever.
And I guess Zach Wheeler, I know.
Listen,
wasn't great in that last start, but you can't be mad at Zach.
I'm not mad at Zach Wheeler, but like...
slightly disappointed.
Be better. I mean, just be better. Like,
yeah, they needed him that start. So, it wasn't great. Now, real quick, before we get off the jump here, we never lie to the High Hopes listeners.
Yeah.
I think a lot of High Hopes listeners know. I was at Fish in AC this weekend.
Yes.
Saw very little Phillies Reds. I've caught up. I've looked at highlights. I've watched what I can see. Very little Phillies Reds. Very little Phil's run.
We didn't miss much. Like Friday.
I know. I missed Matt Moore throwing a no-hitter. That's about it.
It was a no-hitter, and it does count.
Official.
And, yes.
I mean, he's an opener.
Him and Pivetta both have no-hitters this year. And but the
that
thing
is pretty funny, by the way, that happened to both those guys this year. Anyway, go ahead.
It did. But yeah, so basically Friday, like the Red Series is basically a series of frustration, and like the only wrap up I have is that like Friday night was excruciating. It was like they had opportunities and just never capitalized. And Tyler Mahle was unbelievable, and Wheeler just was bad.
We will say, longtime Tyler Mahle guys here.
Yes,
we've long been on the. I've owned him in fantasy multiple years now. So.
Well, and he is what Spencer Howard should have been. I mean, there's stuff wise.
Well, and it's again another example of the Reds doing it, of taking these guys and turning them into good pitchers. And,
yeah.
You know?
Not flipping him at the deadline 2 months after he struggled. I got it.
I'm okay with it.
I know you're okay with it. I know. Saturday was the Matt Moore game. That's where I was at because Jill Sisters were in town from Iowa. So I had to play Funkle, but also had to sneak
down. They were still there.
Yeah, listen, it was a week-long thing.
really cutting into your Phillies act.
Dude, I know. And every time I go over, the same thing happens. It's like, oh, I'm there. Game starts, sneaking up and down. And mm-hmm. they're like whispering to themselves, like, oh, there goes Jack, Uncle Jack again.
But I real quick on this Funkle thing, and then we'll get back to the Phillies.
Because yeah,
this is far more interesting than the Phillies.
It's way more.
I like that you think that being a Funkle is more responsibility than being a parent. Like, actually being in charge of the kid's life and death. The Funkle is a bigger responsibility. You believe that.
It's way more responsibility. Like, the parents can have bad days. Parents can be off. Parents can be all that stuff. But you know what a Funkle can't be? He can't be tired. He can't be out. He can't be hungover. He has to be ready to go at all times. And that's the pressure that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was going to say being a parent's overrated. Yeah. But it's not.
Don't go
I was
there.
Just kidding. I was going to say.
Especially because you will be a parent someday, or God willing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know. Maybe don't go down that road.
No, but parenting is not overrated. I was going to make a joke about But
yeah, it's not the easiest.
Not the easiest at all.
But, it's awesome. But yes.
being a Funkle is like, think about it this way. You see the joy on those kids' faces when Funkle Jack walks through the door. And I can't let them down.
I get it. Like, yeah, and look, I appreciate that you look as the father of a daughter whose uncle, no offense, Peter, less fun than you.
Obviously. So, you know, everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Peter is absolutely no fun.
No. Very little fun. Peter's not Mr. Fun. I'm more fun than Peter. I think Peter would admit that. But I get it. I hope that Peter wants to see that smile and that joy in Zoe's eyes too. So I get it. I appreciate the dedication to it.
Yeah, listen, and not only is it from the kids, but like Jill's sister. Yeah, like, there's Funkle.
Yeah, you gotta
go
that.
Play with him.
Yeah,
like
give him a break.
Yeah,
it's always nice.
Yeah, I give the parents
it's like,
a break.
You want to watch my kid for a view? Thanks.
Great. Yeah. No. Yeah, but then they come downstairs and they're like, can we go play outside? And I'm like, well, Matt Moore's throwing a no hitter, and like Matt Moore's like the best lefty in Phil's history, and I just want to kind of see what he's doing at the moment. So. But yes,
the highs and lows with Matt Moore,
dude. It's like he goes to the bullpen throwing 96, and everyone's like, "Oh wow, he's our next Pomeranz." Next outing, 91, getting lit up, and then he's throwing a no hitter.
I know
so.
It really is unbelievable. It's really real high and really really low. All right, so back to the timeline of
Saturday was good. It was fine. It was like, oh, good win.
Real quick before we move on from that, how did you feel about him pulling him in the moment?
So I didn't like that he pulled him.
76 pitches. Like,
yeah, but at the same time,
he's not going nine. I think it's the way you look at it. Like, there's no way that Matt Moore is going nine in that spot. He needs what, three more innings, and he's at 76. Like, I mean, theoretically he could go nine, but where his arm is at, he's probably not going nine, and he's probably not throwing a no hitter. Still, I didn't love that he pulled him.
Well, here's the thing: is that if you've watched Matt Moore all year, you're like, oh, he's definitely gonna blow this. But it's also like, it's kind of a cool chance to watch a guy throw a no-hitter.
Yes.
Also, you're in a division race, so I understand pulling that one.
Yeah.
My big take.
And it wasn't a blowout. It was at that point. It became more after. But
my big take is that I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But also, I would have liked to see.
I was a little disappointed by it, but I'm with you. Like, I can't hate on it.
When you were at the Phish concert.
And the pinch hitting worked out. Like,
it did. When you were at the Phish concert, could you sense in your bones that Matt Moore was throwing a no-hitter?
So, funny enough, I wasn't at the concert yet because it was a day game.
Oh, okay.
So I was actually watching my hotel room, and we don't get FS1 in the hotel room. So it was like, great, awesome. So we were watching on a phone, like a little phone, and it was four of us in the room. I didn't know at first. My buddy's like, hey, Matt Moore's got a no-hitter through four. And I was like, okay. Yeah, it's only four, but whatever, let's turn on. And then it's like through six, and we're sitting there like, oh my goodness. Like, we're hanging and paying attention and looking and stuff. And then he pulled them. And we're like, just a little disappointed in that room.
Sounds like
the most Phillies baseball I watched all weekend was the two innings of Matt Moore.
Sounds like your buddy jinxed them.
Yeah. Way to go, Robbie. Way to go, man.
Disappointing. So Saturday happens. I'm like, oh, all right. They stabilize. Like, the Dodgers series is fine. Losing two or three.
Totally fine.
Perfectly fine.
It's what it is.
Friday night was disappointing because it was like, you have your ace on the mound, mm-hmm. and like the game was just frustrating. Like, there was just a lot of frustrating aspects to it. Saturday happens, a no-hitter, all that stuff is great. And then it's like, hey, Aaron.
Yep.
Just don't suck. Yep. And it's just, he is such a massive bummer. Like, he is just such a bummer.
I would say the biggest bummer on the team this year, right? Like, if we go back to the beginning of the year and look at how this has played out, like, I know Alec Boehm is a big bummer too, but like, he's barely played in the major leagues. Like, he didn't even have a full rookie season. Like, he's a bummer, but at least it's like, all right, like, I get it. This stuff happens with young players. Aaron Nola has not just been like, not ace Aaron Nola. He hasn't even been like 3.5 ERA Aaron Nola. He's got a 4.5 ERA, Jack. I mean, he has been, in my opinion, if you're going to pinpoint one guy as the bummer of the season, the biggest reason this team isn't in the playoffs, like compared to what we expected from him, it's got to be him, right?
It does. And it's like, because he gives you the flash. He's like, oh, okay, there he goes. And then he reverts back. And the most frustrating part about Aaron Nola right now is that, you know, it's such an easy, simple formula that a guy as good as he has shown should be able to execute. Figure out your fastball command and then have everything work off that. And I don't get why we're 4 months, 5 months into the season and he still can't figure that out. Like, his stuff is too good. The slowing of the pace all the way down to a freaking snail's crawl when there's runners on base. Like, if you want to be considered one of the best pitchers in the sport and you want to use the Fugazi F war to say that you're a top 10 pitcher in the sport, and people want to use that and say, oh, he's top. Dude, at some point, you got to win big games and you got to step up. And for 3 years, he is just routinely let them down in big moments. And you cannot put analytics on any of that stuff, whatever. Just eye test and feel is that he does not step up to the occasion ever since, like, that Nationals game in 2018.
Struck out Harper. That was the last time, Jack. I was literally thinking about that. That was the last time we've seen Nola in what felt like a big spot come through and be good. And it's incredibly frustrating, and I'm with you. Look, everyone who listens to this pod knows we're big numbers guys. We love analytics. We love where the game is at. We're all good, though we have our problems, and we think, you know, for the good of the game, maybe we slow it down a bit. But we respect analytics, and we appreciate what they tell us about players and stuff like that. But I'm with you, man. With Aaron Nola, like, all you got to do is watch this guy. All you got to do is watch and consistently, over and over and over again, in a spot where they need this guy to show up, where they need them to shove for him, he doesn't do it. And to your point, Jack, it is made that much more frustrating when we see, like, the four innings before the rainout against the Dodgers, where you're like, oh my God.
There,
like,
he is.
Yes, the 10 straight strikeouts against the Mets, the complete game shutout earlier in the year, the 7 2/3 against the Yankees. Like, you can point to them. Where is these games where it's like, oh, there he is. And that's what's so frustrating. It's one thing if a guy just has a year from hell. He's having outings where he's showing us that guy, and then he just reverts, and he can't even get on a roll. I feel like there have been times in the past where Noel's gone through stretches, like the beginning of last year. We had that kind of rough stretch to start the year, but then he gets on a run, and it's like 10 straight, 12 straight, 14 straight, like great to good starts without these clunkers in there, and it feels like almost every other start this year, it's been a clunker. He can't get in any sort of a roll.
Yeah, there was once a time on this podcast before it became, you know, the podcast, that one member of this program said that he could not wait for playoff Nola. And let me just tell you something, pal. I would dread the day.
I know.
I have to watch.
I can't think of anyone I want pitching less in a playoff game. Like, give me Kyle Gibson in a playoff game before Nola.
Give me Eflin on one
knee.
Give
me Matt Moore. I mean, at least the guy has a chance to throw. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's too kidding. Far. It's
joking,
too far.
Joking.
It's too far. Maybe use Suarez as the opener and whatnot. But it's just, for where this team is at, for what we need from them, and for, honestly, like, I know the 3.5 games out, and I know they're not technically out of it, but if they won't have any chance, I mean, it comes down to whether or not Nola can figure out his stuff.
Big time. I agree with you.
It's pretty much it. Like, it's the offense, obviously.
Look, they're going to win and die with the, like, the whole conversation is moot if the offense doesn't score runs. Like, that's the must-have. Like, they cannot win without the offense scoring runs. And we've said that all year. We've said they'll live and die with their offense. So, like, that has to be the constant. Like, if they have any chance over the last 42 games of the season, it's because they're going to hit. That's a must. It's that next thing. Because just hitting is not going to be enough. Braves have won 14-16. And you know what the Braves are doing that the Phillies don't? And it's what you talked about when you talked about the easy schedule. Well, you got to go out and win the games they're supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
And this Philly team for years has not done that. The Braves do that. The Braves beat the teams they're supposed to beat. They win games in August and September. They've done it 3 years in a row. They got a bunch of guys who've done it 3 years in a row. Like, it matters, man.
It does. No, it does. And Freeman is just back to being
MVP guy.
I mean, he's
he has two cycles?
Yeah, we got David Bell.
What the hell is that?
They've
had like three cycles this year. Like, didn't Riley have one too?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Speaking of Swanson. Speaking of that, I need Austin Riley to go back to sucking.
Yeah.
Austin Riley is terrible. I will stick to that. He is terrible. There's no shot he keeps this up. Like, it's driving me crazy.
Well, it is frustrating too when talking about the Braves and we are like, oh, the Phillies injuries, you know, like, oh, they're without Reese and they were out with McCutcheon for bits. They lost Acuna. They lost like one of the three best players in the sport, and they just keep trudging along. Go, let's go get Adam Duvall. We'll be fine. Like, what the hell, man?
I know. And like Soler now is like a 1,200 OPS
of
and joining them.
Of course he is. And they got him for nothing. Like, he was literally off the scrap heap.
Like, Ian Anderson.
The guy led the AL in home runs 2 years ago.
Yeah, Ian Anderson's been banged up. And they just, but
they keep trudging along. The depth. They bring up guys who play.
But it's the depth, but it's also the culture that they create.
Yeah, no question.
And I don't know. And again, I don't know how to quantify this. Like, I don't know how to show that this is a thing. But the simple fact of the matter is that this team does not rise to the occasion, and they don't feel like a close clubhouse. I thought during the 8-game winning streak, like, they were starting to figure that out.
It felt like it.
But the reality is they have no idea how to win, and they just continue to show no idea how to win. And when they lose, they get really down, and when they win, they're front runners. But overall, they don't know how to pull themselves out of the abyss and fight and grind and all that stuff. And you see the Braves, and they've been there before. They've done all this. They're like, listen, we still got it. We can still make it. And that's the big difference between these two teams, is that one knows how to win and one has no idea how to win. And I don't know why the Phillies don't know how to win. Like, they've had players that have been there. I mean,
Bryce has been in the playoffs. McCutcheon's been in the playoffs. I mean, a lot of these guys.
I mean, like, Segura hasn't been in the playoffs, but he's played in enough big games.
Yeah, Didi's exactly.
Didi's obviously been in the playoffs.
Romito hasn't been in the playoffs, but he's played in the league enough. Like,
right.
You know.
Figure it out. Like, and I don't know if that's a Girardi problem. I don't know if that's the leaders on this team problem. I don't know who to pinpoint it on. I really don't.
And it's probably, to be fair, it's probably a bunch of them. It's probably the blame is probably spread out among a few of those guys.
But what they've done this series just tells you, like, this is the most I've felt like they need a major shakeup since we started this podcast. Like, you can't go to Arizona and lay an egg when you're competing, quote unquote, competing for a playoff.
Yeah.
And like, if they go 500 this week, then they would be, you know, 2.5 out of the wild card. Like, everyone thought the wild card was like dead.
Over, and it's the Padres keep losing games. They keep losing, and the Reds are right there.
Yeah, and they signed Arrieta.
Yeah.
So everything's fine. But
I
like,
know, unbelievable.
But it's just like, there's no shot. You can't keep running the same crap out there and expecting it to change. Like, this is the third straight year at the end of the year where everything's falling apart. And it's the third straight year all these guys, minus Didi and Wheeler, have been there. Like, the core is the core.
And it's the second year for those guys. It's not like they just got here.
No, the core is the core. And what they've shown us for 3 years is this core has no idea how to win baseball games, rise to the occasion, and fight. Like, for as much as Girardi wants to talk about they grind out at bats and all that stuff, show it. I mean, prove. Yeah. Prove to me they grind out at bats.
You're facing the worst staff in baseball right now.
There was 13 straight retired.
Dude, Arizona is the worst staff in baseball, and you've scored 4 runs in 2 games there.
Yeah.
You gave them their 39th and 40th wins of the season.
Well, it's early in the season, right?
They're going to end up with like 55 wins.
I know. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and they actually have hope. They're not stuck in freaking purgatory.
You ready to admit that Brian Snicker is not a horrible manager? Credit for Brian Snicker?
No, he's sleeping in the dugout. You see that video?
Dude, guy gets wins. Guy's got a clubhouse. He's got a culture. Look, I'm with you. I don't know who to blame. I think there's a fair amount of blame to go out, and I think Bryce deserves some of it. I think JT deserves some of it. I think Joe Girardi deserves some of it. And these guys we've talked about this as a problem all year long, is the last few years, is the lack of a cohesive group there, the lack of a group that knows how to win, the lack of leadership. Yet again, like, look, you can't rip Bryce for what he's done on the field, but I do think that we're not in that clubhouse, but I think you can say Bryce Harper needs to do more in that clubhouse. Like, he needs to be a bigger leader. He needs to be a better leader. Someone has to step up and grab this club by the reins, because we have not seen a single person do it all year long. And you know what? Maybe they need Freddie Galvis.
There it is.
I mean, seriously, though. Like, get out there, Freddie, and lead this ball club, because apparently that's the best we can do.
It's so funny. They've gone into the absolute tank ever since he has been on his rehab assessment.
I know.
Or a rehab assignment.
Like, Freddie on the Phillies means losses.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Well, no, but
he
like,
he hasn't even played a game yet.
No, but he hasn't. He also hasn't been in Arizona.
Yeah. I do think it matters. I think, get him out there.
I think him in the dugout and with, you know, I think it's important to have
I do
Freddie
too. We talked about
but
it.
How, that's, that, but that's
how sad is that?
That's insane.
I mean, Freddie Galvis is never been a winning player. Like, not hit by his fault, but like, he's never been on good teams.
No, but it's the fact that we're relying on Freddie to be our leader is insane.
That is actually embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, it's embarrassing.
But like, I want to talk about JT.
Yeah, please, because you know what? Yeah, dude got paid a lot of money, and he's been a disappointment flat out this year.
The pass ball last night, it's like, dude, you can't let that ball get by.
Unbelievable.
You cannot let that ball get by.
Unbelievable.
Can't let that ball get by. And then
best catcher in baseball, I thought.
And then to swing 3-0 on an outside pitch that you can't in a 3-0 count, you're looking for one pitch, one spot. That's what you do in 3-0 counts. And the fact that he thought he could pull, whatever. He's at 13 home runs. He's 13 home runs.
Yep. And he hasn't missed that much time. He missed like a couple weeks early on, and like he's been here. Like everyone's like, oh, JT was hurt. He was hurt for like 2 weeks earlier.
He has 13 home runs.
Yeah.
And apparently this is a guy that can transition to be a DH at first base.
What's he about, like 270 or something?
When
280? Like it's not like he's crushing it.
And he's had, I think, one big hit as a Philly. Yeah. Like the Nationals that, hit
yeah,
a couple
that
weeks
home,
ago.
Yeah, no, that was a big hit.
It's just, you need your stars to perform. Right now the Brave stars are performing. And right now the Phillies' only star is Bryce Harper.
Yep.
And he's actually performing where we need Bryce Harper to be. Mm-hmm. It's just that no one else is performing around him. Like no, like we liked the stars, right? Because we felt like that they were carrying us during the last little streak mm-hmm. there, but they're not.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's only Bryce.
It's only Bryce.
The only one who's kept hitting.
Now, obviously, Reese is out, but like
which matters. But again, like to the point we just made, like Ronald Acuña's out, Travis d'Arnaud's out. Like Ronald Acuña's out. That's all we need to say. They weathered the loss of Ronald Acuña and have gained games in the division since losing like the third, the fourth best player in baseball, whatever you want to call him, the fifth best player, like a top five player in baseball, you lose and you're winning the division.
Right? Yeah. So
flip it around. If the Phillies lost Bryce Harper, like season over, like completely season over.
Also, I just want to point out, we're talking about the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
They have 39 wins.
Well, it's been a while since I watched a game and went through the lineup. You always make the joke, and it's not a joke because it is true. Like Jack and I watch a lot of baseball. We both have the package. We watch like as many games as we can. I talk about my second TV. Like I always have baseball on. Like last night was one of those games where it's like going through the lineup. I'm like, who the bleep's this guy? Who's that guy? Like
I'd
it's
never,
like a Humberto Castellanos.
Yeah, I'd never heard
ever
of him.
In your life, Jack.
Never heard of him in my life.
Shut us down. Three hits and five and thirds or whatever.
They
like,
brought,
are you kidding me? This guy's an opener.
They brought in a guy the night before who had a 13.5 ERA, and he went right through the middle of our lineup like it was absolutely nothing.
They are the worst, I think, at least last I looked, the worst staff in baseball by the numbers.
Oh, so. and don't even get me started on Tyler Clippard. Like, dude, Tyler Clippard should not be on a major league roster.
He's like 1,000 years old.
And he's terrible.
And shutting us down.
Yeah, 89 right down the middle.
Boom.
Brad
closer stuff right there, buddy.
He shouldn't be closing for a Triple-A team.
He might not be in a bullpen for
a
Triple-A team.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But here we are. And then and it's just, and James, I know you feel like an idiot.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, because I, all season long, have been the voice of reason. And hey, don't you know, Jack? Let me rein you back in. Who let the Phils get out? Stop saying that all that stuff. And then I finally went in, man. Like I feel like an idiot. I really do. I honestly feel like an idiot for finally buying it.
And there's the name of the podcast. But but yeah, and I just sit and I just if I just am I if I'm just sitting here and telling you exactly how I feel, like I just I feel genuine sadness. Like I really do. You know. That 8-game winning streak was it was special.
It was
like,
the best thing that's happened in the history of our podcast, other than them signing Bryce Harper. Like that's how great it was.
Right, and I was so in on them, and I loved them so much, and I was like, finally, like they feel like our guys. Like they finally feel like we're getting the Phillies back. Like Phillies are finally mean something in Philadelphia again. And like for a week there, no one was even talking about the Eagles. Like
yeah.
No one could talk about the Eagles because the Phillies were overwhelming and like. I think the biggest misconception about Philadelphia is about the baseball town. It's a really good baseball town.
Yep.
Like Philadelphia is a very good baseball
town.
We
set the sellout streak. Like that does matter. Like it got passed by the Red Sox or whatever
it got
since.
Passed,
but
yes.
But like at that point
252 straight.
Yeah, at that point in the history of baseball, the most sellouts in a row, like that's a bad baseball team, that doesn't happen in a bad baseball town, is what I'm trying
right.
to say.
Right, and it's supporting a team that does have the most losses in the history of
yes,
sports.
In the history of North American sports.
Yes. Is there a team that has more in the world?
I mean, not that I don't know about like all like the soccer teams that have been around since like the 1500s or whatever, that kind of stuff, 1600 or whatever. I think
we'll
there's
catch them. We'll get there.
And honestly, probably not. Like, I bet you there's no one who has over 11,000 losses but the Phillies. So.
Wow, everything's
great. I know, it's pretty special, man. Pretty exciting.
What a franchise.
This is the team we get saddled with. I was going to say chose. It was like, wait, I didn't choose
him. Yeah, I didn't choose it.
Thanks,
although
Dad.
Maybe the A's will move back.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, yeah. My grandfather was a massive I grew up with my dad, like Phillies fan because of my dad, but my grandfather was a massive Philadelphia A's fan and just stopped caring about baseball when they left. Like, wasn't an Oakland A's fan, wasn't a Phillies fan, but he would tell me stories about Al Simmons and Jimmy Fox and all that. Like, he loved it. Like, huge guy. Ted Simmons. Is it Ted Simmons? Ted Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Foot in the bucket. That's what he used to call him. Foot in the bucket Simmons. Wow. Because he used to step back with the back foot. Foot in the bucket. Yeah.
Did he?
Mickey Collins.
Was he open to dunking in a game seven? and not passing it off to a teammate?
Yeah, he was a good Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, they won World Series. Why not? So, yeah.
But the point is it's like, you know, they do that, and I'm like, finally, they've arrived. You know, these guys look like they like each other. You know, the bench pieces are being bench pieces. They're not being relied upon to start.
We were excited. It felt like a roster.
It felt real. And we sit here, like, literally a week later, a week and a half later, and it just feels over. And it just, and I know, like, we go through roller coasters where it's like, oh, you know, they're back, they're not, whatever. But it's just like, they had a real opportunity, and now everyone is just mad at them again, and they should be mad at them. Like, I've been pretty easy on them this year.
Yes.
Just because, like, you know,
because you love the Phillies.
I know.
Like, that's the point of this. Like, it is elective, right? Like, I mean, for people like us, it's not because we're diseased, but the idea of a sports team is you choose to root for them, you choose to spend your time watching them, you choose to spend your money on their merchandise, on going to games. Like, it is, we don't have to. Right, you and I, our job is this and stuff like that. But for the most part, like, people don't have to follow the Phillies or root for the Phillies, but they do because we love them and we want them to be good.
Yeah, and I don't even have like a rant today. Like, I think
because we're beaten down.
Oh, it's just like I just sit here sad. Like, I'm just genuinely sad. Like the fact that they can have that 8-game winning streak, lose 2-3 Dodgers. That's fine. I get it. Like, the way we talk about the Reds now, it's like we're talking about the 1927 Yankees. Like, oh, well, that lineup and those pitching staff. It's like, dude, the Reds have stunk most of the year. Like, relax. And they were a joke last year.
They got hot. And even then, that lineup, it's like, I like guys like Jonathan India and Jesse Winker and these guys. But
do love Winker.
Well, Winker, you know, he's my fantasy guy. I love him. Oop.
Here we go.
Bleep it!
F8.
F8, I know. I'm used to the new, you can hit M or F8. We're getting inside baseball here. But anyway, it's not like this is a lineup full of studs.
No.
Or unbeatable.
Although I did not appreciate Castellanos actually doing the whole 4-0 lead deep to left field home run. That,
I know.
That hurt a little bit.
It was a little bit of a kick in the you-know-what.
Yeah, it did. It did hurt a little bit.
I think it's a year. I think that's today, by the way.
Really?
Randomly. Yeah, I think that was a year ago.
Wow.
Today.
Wow, look at that.
How about that?
It sure has changed the internet forever.
And exactly. Oh my God.
It's like, but it's crazy how much it happens to Castellanos.
I know. Well, yeah, it's like unbelievable. It seems like he's like a magnet for it.
But like the amount of times it's been like, there's a 4-0 lead.
I know. Yeah. It feels like it's like unbelievable.
It's the one internet joke that I actually find funny.
I think it's great. And especially like when people really nail it, when you don't see it, especially now after it's been a while, when someone nails it.
Yeah.
When it's like you don't see it coming at all, it is gold.
Yeah.
I'm very with
it. Could it save baseball? 215. but yeah, it's just like the last two nights, just the laying down, and you know they'll rally in the ninth against the worst pitcher I've ever seen in Tyler Clipper at this point. But it's just like the whole game, like to go to have 13 straight retired, to have three hits. They have what, 6 hits the entire series?
Four and three, I think it was.
Yeah.
So seven.
They have 7 hits the entire series.
Maybe 8 max. It might be 4-4, but it's not great.
Well, they had three. I know they had 3 the first game of the series, but like.
Okay, so then it's 7 for sure. They had 4 last night.
But it's just like, how do you do that and say you're in a playoff series and like believe that you're good enough to win the postseason or get into the postseason? And Bryce talking last week, like, when we get in the postseason, I'm excited to see Rangers 4. It's like, how do you just lay down and not put up a fight? Like, dude, I don't care. I don't care that there's 7,000 people in the stands. I know you got to create your energy. The Braves just played in Miami where it's just as dead.
Swept.
And they destroyed him.
Yep.
Like, they destroyed him. Although last night they did make it close.
Might be more dead in Miami. At least they have a pool in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it's just like this. And this is why no one can trust him. This is why I feel like an idiot every time I really defend him hard, because I felt like I can't wrap my head around a baseball team not being able to ride that momentum. Like, I just can't do it. I can't sit there and watch the 8-game streak, see them finally coming back and battling back and looking like they're having fun and all this energy and the ballpark being full, and not think they figured it out. But they just didn't. Like, they just didn't. I know the season's not over, but it's hard to just buy in and trust them again, because this has just been, it's been gross.
Yeah, and it is, it's tough too when you look at what the Braves are doing, when we have talked about this division so much, and why we have had hope is because, look, none of these teams are great. Like, talent-wise, the Phillies are right there, and in some cases probably better than other teams. But to the point we've been making, this Braves team is just better. Like, they know how to win games. They know how to play well when it matters. They don't go on these runs of just, like, not showing up for a game, especially a game against the teams you have to beat. And when you look at these two schedules, we were all like, oh, the Phillies schedule, like, as the point Jack made, the Phillies actually have to beat these teams. Guess what? The Braves schedule's super easy too. And I think they're going to win a lot of those games that they're supposed to win, like they've been doing in the, like, the 14 of 16 they won. It's not that impressive. The opponents, like, the Reds are the only good one. It's the Marlins. It's the Nationals. It's those type of teams. But they're handling business. They're handling business.
Well, and really, and actually good teams don't lose 2 or 3 to the Reds at home.
Absolutely.
When you have Wheeler and Nola making those starts. Like, the Matt Moore game was a gift. I mean, that's an anomaly.
Well, of course, that's what they win, right? That's been like that series is like a perfect example of the Phillies this year. It's that you have Wheeler, Nola, and Matt Moore going, and you win the Matt Moore game. You lose the other two. I feel like that's happened like all year.
Yeah, and I mean this. I'm sitting there after the game, and this is my first feeling. I can't wait for the season to be over. Like, I just can't wait for
Jack,
it to be over.
Jack, this makes me sad. They've beaten
you
down so much.
Dude, I can't do it again. I can't.
I'm like sad now. Because this is, for me, it's like I'm mad at myself for believing. I get it. Again, we're fans. First and foremost, like, we are a fan of the Phillies, and we want it. We want it desperately, especially after how long it's been on. So, like, I'm not mad at myself for wanting it and hoping and stuff, but I'm mad at myself for, like, because I should have known, because I've been right where I was, but seeing you like this makes me sad. When you've gotten it, they really...
It's bad.
It's bad, man.
I'm down bad, as
I
the
can
kids
tell,
say.
Man. I can
bad.
Tell. Like, they have really beaten you down here.
Maybe it's because I'm thinking about what I have to do later, but
I know.
Combined with the Phillies...
An Eagles preseason game is no fun, buddy.
It's not going well.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it caused a lot of... Like, never mind.
By the way, we're recording this at 2:30. They have a game at 3:40. So, like,
oh, when they win, yeah, this is going to sound
even worse.
As usual
with our pods, they're going to go out and win 15 to nothing today.
Yeah, everything's fine. You guys sound like idiots.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm done. Anyway, yeah. I do. Although I will say, like, I do appreciate them getting it out of the way early this year. The collapse,
so we don't have to worry
like,
late.
Usually they drag us along. They drag us along, and then they just go 1-9 in the final 10 games.
That's a really good point.
You got it out of the way early this year.
Get the pain done with early.
But you know what's going to happen, James? Is they're not going to let us down easy. They're going to pull us right back in. Well, me.
I think I've learned my lesson.
You probably should have.
Yeah, I know.
But if Sir Anthony comes up and Reese comes back and they let Bohm play.
Healthy. Let's go. Bohm's playing today. Back in the lineup.
I can't even utter the sentence. Who let the Phils get hot?
You better not, is the point. You're not allowed.
I just can't. Just think about how dumb they are. Like, they could have just capitalized on this. They would have the whole city running.
I know.
They would have, like, everyone.
I know. That's the thing. Like,
I had a good bit.
It was a great bit. You know, I usually give you crap for some of these bits. Wherever I'm like, Jack, this, that. This was a great bit, and I was fully in on it. It run for its run was genius.
Yeah.
And now everyone's running. Like, it's like a thing. Like, I see on Twitter, I'm like away for a week, and all of a sudden I come back, I'm looking on Twitter, and it's like all these guys sending videos. I'm like, I'm with Fritz, I'm running. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they just bleep all over it.
They sure
just
did.
Just like a huge pile of bleep right on it.
It was a Fitbit.
No. How long were you waiting to make that joke?
I just thought of it.
Get out of here.
I really did.
It's a really good one.
It was a Fitbit.
It's good work for you.
I
like it. I actually do.
But yeah, we had a really good opportunity. Like, this whole, like, it just
get the whole city running, playoff runs. All like, could have been really cool.
I already started thinking about, like, you know, setting up something down at Citizens Bank Park where we run around the bank. It was all great. It was all great. And then they had to go to Arizona and they had to do what they've done the last two nights. And it's like, why do I even do this?
They're so bad.
They're so bad. Like, they're
again, they won 40 games this season. With the last two, they were at 38 wins. Even as much as we talk crap about the Phillies all year long, they're at 61 wins. Think about how much better that is. Like, come on.
And they even got two innings from J.D. Hammer. They were
two shutouts.
Yeah, so like that's what makes it even worse.
I know.
They survived.
Well, no, what makes it worse is to the point, like, Ranger wasn't great, right? Way too many base runners. I think you have like 8 hits, 4 walks, and 4 2/3. Like, goes 4 2/3, which is nice, but 3 runs. But the fact that the Phillies have given up 3 runs and 4 runs in back-to-back games in Arizona and not won either, that's the problem. Like, that's the problem. Because, like, yes, the pitching wasn't great, but you should be able to win these games. Kyle Gibson gives up 3. Ranger and they give up 4, whatever. Like, you should be able to win those games. That's what's so frustrating is, like, I'm not expecting Ranger Suarez and the bullpen to go out and shut a team down. I'm expecting them to be good enough where you could score 5 or 6 runs and win a baseball game.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, that the lack of life against the worst staff in baseball.
Yeah, and the Gibson gave them a good enough. They should have won that. Also, it was really disheartening seeing the home run go over the fence in right field, and Bryce just, like,
I know,
he felt it.
Like, you could tell he felt it.
He wanted, if he could tweet at that moment, he would have said, "Feels like a loss."
Yep. Yeah,
he would. He would have said, "This feels like a loss."
Yeah, and he would have been right.
And he would have been dead right.
Yeah, because
it really did.
Yeah.
And then Ranger, you know, Ranger was actually, like, shocked. It was the worst he's been all year.
Yeah, he really looked the most uncomfortable he's been all year.
Yeah.
He gave up 12 base runners in 4 2/3. I mean, that's a lot, man. I mean, just 4 walks alone for Ranger is weird.
Yeah.
Like, his control is not his issue.
No, it's not. And you hope that was the one thing, you know, bringing him out of the bullpen, and now he's, and you hope he doesn't overextend himself to where, like, he gets exposed as, you know, not being a great starter, which he hadn't been. Like, when Ranger first came up.
He's never been in his career, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was not a good starter when he first came up.
He's
not this lockdown, you know. The way they think he's, like, a legit, like, top, you know.
Look, I hope so, too. I mean, he's way more valuable if he's actually good as a starter, but.
Given the Phillies' track record,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to
I don't either. That, I think that's a safe bet, my friend.
Yeah.
Safe bet. You know what I know he is? A shutdown reliever, but no biggie, whatever.
Yeah, just get him out of the role that he feels comfortable in.
Yeah, the role where he's been one of the best in baseball at that particular role, but no biggie.
Yeah, just get him out of there.
Why?
Just get him out of there.
A high leverage reliever, that's not valuable.
Yeah, well.
In today's game.
It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, look, I do think, in, you know, that decision, we didn't agree with it, but I do think the Eflin injury, as it's played out, was part of it. I think they knew more than we did that Eflin wasn't coming back
soon.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And I get that, like, because then you're talking about both Matt Moore and Chase Anderson, or a bullpen game every fifth day or whatever. I get it. I understand.
Vinny made a rehab start the other night.
Oh, we're fine then. He looked great before he went on the IL.
Yeah, Vinny's coming back.
Oh, man. It is such a bummer, especially because, you know, like, because of the fish shows and stuff, we didn't get to record last week. My fault.
Donovan Jespot.
But it is pretty funny, like, if you were to just look at, like, the last pod we did to this one, like, it's unbelievable that in a week and a half or whatever that we could feel that way and now feel this way.
They're 3.5 out all of a sudden.
They're out. Like, they're 3.5 out. Like, it's getting real. 3.5 out with 42 games to play. Like, we're there, buddy. Like, it's the stretch run, the famed stretch run happening now. Yeah.
Is everything fine, though?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
I just want to double check.
Not fine.
But it's funny, though, because, like, 3.5 out a week, 3.5 out, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was like, all right, they got a chance.
They got either in it.
And
they're
now
still
they're,
in it.
And now they're 3.5 out. It's like,
it
oh.
Is, yeah. Wow, well, it is. Yeah. It's a great point. And if it were the reverse where they had, you know, even if they had been, you know, 6 out and they move up to 3.5 out, we're like, okay, they're in this. It's like the Reds have done. The Reds have just constantly chipped away at the Padres' lead and, like, it's out, like, a game back, 2 games back, whatever. It's like, oh, wow, this is a real thing now. It felt like that was going to be it for the Phillies. And the fact that it's, I mean, as we saw it coming, but the fact that it's the Braves now, just the Mets, just, you know, of course.
Yeah.
All see the world, like, Mets, Phillies,
well,
here
Mets
we go.
Well, the Mets are terrible. The Mets are more dumb than the Phillies, which is saying something.
Well, and again, we did the whole, like, oh, it doesn't matter who the winning streak was against. Like, Mets and Nats, maybe it does matter. They're pretty bad.
The Nats
are very bad.
Especially, like, they're worse than
the
Diamondbacks.
The Phillies cannot lose another game against the Nats this year. The ones they've left.
Yeah. Well, the Nats might not win another game.
They're horrendous.
They are very, very, very
extra bad.
Very bad.
Yes.
Also, they offered, like, Trey Turner 6 years, $100 million, which I think is hilarious.
Yet again, the Nationals. What's funny is the Nationals have this long history of, like, undervaluing these guys and under, like, offering them, and yet they give Strasburg the worst contract maybe in the history of baseball when it's all said and done. Like, dude, they're, like, in year one of that. 7 years, 245, like, didn't pitch this year. Looks like he might be moving forward. Like, That is a all-time disaster contract.
Well, and they're paying Corbin, too.
Yeah. The Corbin one looks like nothing. It's 6-140. It's like, oh, we're 3 years through. That's great. They got this whole thing, 7-245. What a horrible contract that was. What a disaster. Win the World Series. Oh, pay Strasburg. Whoops.
Yeah. 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 Hate to see that happen to I mean, that organization.
Zach Wheeler is signed for 2 years less for half the money.
Yes.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
No, he's way better.
It's truly beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. It's the only beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Oh, it's good to have a little bit of ray of sunshine.
Yeah, you're
at
right.
At least the Nationals are stuck forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they have Juan Soto, but like, you know, the fact that they traded Trey Turner at 27, 28 years old, yeah. Like, what's the chances?
It's a
that
really
they,
bad sign.
What's the chances that they find a player as good as Trey Turner?
Very, very low. And the fact that, so, I mean, Soto's gone, right? Like, there's no way he resigns there when the time comes, and we're still years away from it. But, yeah. I mean, unless they give him one of those big deals before and he buys out a few years of free agency and whatever, but hasn't done it yet, which says something to me.
Yeah, well.
I mean, like, Acuna did it, Tatis, and Acuna, the worst contract ever.
Oh, his
best
agent.
Best for the team, yeah. But I think he fired his agent right after.
Wow. Well, maybe you should have thought about that before he accepted
it. Tatis gets three times the amount of money for essentially the same amount of years. Yeah, it's great. Man, it was so fun.
I know.
So fun a week and a half ago. So, all right.
At least we're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
At least I'm staying up till 12:45 to
it's
watch
great,
them lose.
Great, buddy. It's really good. It's really, as if I wasn't tired enough after my fish weekend, I felt like a zombie. And I'm like, oh, great. Now I get to stay up late.
Well, the Phillies great. Also, were the Phillies in attendance at the fish concert?
They would have done better there than they did when they, yeah.
Yeah, but they also, that could contribute to them going and looking like they're dead
point.
On the road.
Yeah. Had a little too much fun at the fish concert.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way.
They got out from the Reds game and went straight
down
the fish.
Let me put it this way. This group of Phillies doesn't seem like a fish crew.
No, they don't.
I think they're more likely at like a, I don't know, it was a country guy, Toby Keith concert or something.
Don't pick on Toby.
I don't know any better. I'm just picking the name. Honestly, you know, I said Toby Keith is because we saw a billboard for him on the way down to AC. He's in
AC. Are you gonna go to the Toby Keith concerts?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
You should.
I don't do concerts.
What a loss.
Only concert I go to see is John Bay.
My last night on earth, I would go to a concert. That would be my top choice for my last night on earth.
Really?
Yeah. Legitimately. My favorite thing to do.
You know what
favorite
I would do?
Favorite thing to do.
You know what I'd do?
Watch a Phillies
I'll
game.
I'll go watch the Phillies. And they'd probably lose. And that would be the perfect way to go.
I mean, that would be the most. Last night on earth, Phillies game is the most guaranteed loss in the history of losses. For sure. All right. As we think about how fun that last day on earth will be with the Phillies loss. What a day. What a pod. The positive vibes are flowing. You got anything in the take bag? Is there even a take bag right now?
There is. Because, you know, I wanted to end this on a semi-positive note. Just because I had some fun stuff in here, I thought.
Okay. I will say, Jack, I will be completely honest. Never lie to our listeners. Coming in, I was really, really, really not excited to talk about the Phillies. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah.
It's made my world a little brighter.
Well, when you're
even if the subject matter isn't great, this works.
When you're in person, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to being Funkle for a second.
Ooh.
So obviously, so Jill's family's still in town at this point. It was Saturday. Saturday. Okay. But this is the week after, so it was not the Matt Moore.
Right. No, we remember the Roy Halladay thing, and then this next weekend. So you're talking about last weekend?
No, I'm talking about the first day. The second day they were there was the Matt Moore start.
Oh, I thought they were here for the Roy Halladay.
No. They've been here for a while.
That's what I thought. You're throwing me off. You did the whole Halladay thing last time.
Were they here for 2 weeks?
Sounds like it. Because the Halladay thing was at least a week. If they're still here now, it's over a week. Because a week would have been from the Halladay, or I guess the Saturday before the Halladay thing, till this Saturday,
dude,
which is a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, hold on. So, Sunday was the Halladay game.
Yeah. Then it was Mets, or Dodgers-Reds.
Okay. So, the Dodgers game happened. That was Wednesday. They all came over to the house. This is just me talking my internal mind.
You're remembering what happened. Yes.
Saturday was
you had a big week. You had the whole run. And
okay.
The whole,
here's what happened. What happened. Okay. Sunday was the Nola start.
Yes.
So Sunday, it was their last day there. So I went over and, you know, we had, you know, in the morning I was Funkle and then snuck upstairs to watch the Phillies by myself. They found their way up and they found me. And
the kids or the whole family?
Okay. And they sat down.
How old, by the way?
The boy is 7, turning 8.
Okay.
And the daughter is 5.
Okay. So they're little people.
Yeah. And so it was kind of funny because I was sitting there and during the Nola start, first off, got a little too mad at Nola and he didn't understand why I was so mad at him. And I was like,
Uncle Jack, why are you mad?
Yeah, I was like, he's just so frustrated.
I get that with Zoe where I'll do something and she'll be like, are you okay? I'm like, sorry, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it. So yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and like, yeah, so, and yeah, I was just
like, they
look
at you with that face like,
I wasn't like that mad. Right. I was just kind of ranting to myself, like, why does he do this all the time when I need him to step up? Like, why does he always let me down? And he was like, yep. Uncle Jack, like, why are you so mad? I was like, don't worry about it. It's just like, it's been a long time. He used to
it
be good.
It would take me a while to explain this to you in a way that you yeah. would understand yeah. it. So just, don't worry.
I boiled it down. I was like, listen, used to be good, now bad, and now I'm mad that he's bad. Okay. Anyway, I didn't really have like an angry tone. I was more just a frustrated tone.
Yeah,
but yeah,
not yelling at kids.
No, I was not. Yeah. But so like we're continuing watching the game, and so like he started asking like, all right, so what's happening here? Like why? How come the Phillies aren't batting right now?
I like it. So you're gonna cool. teach a little baseball. I love that.
I was explaining the game.
I
to him.
I can't wait till Zoe's old enough to like actually understand it.
Yeah, are you gonna have her watch the Phillies though, or a different team?
So. Phillies, sadly. I've already come to this. Like, it's like one of those things where I could be a good dad and be like, here, pick a team you want to... The Yankees, they seem cool, or the whatever. Like, pick someone who's, you know, perpetually going to compete and spend money and whatever. But no, I'm going to force her to live my misery. Good. It is what it is. It's just what it is. Yeah. You know, you're from Philly. You're rooting for the Phillies. It's what it is.
It's what it is.
Sorry. I'm very, very, very sorry.
Very sorry. So, but yeah, so I was explaining
now
the game.
Now go let this team break your heart for the next 30 years. Yeah. Yes, 50
30
years, 70 years,
I
whatever.
I hope she's older than 30.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I said it. I think because for me.
You're thinking about your next 30 years.
Yeah.
Which
I don't have too many more past
start
that.
Counting,
who knows?
Start counting down the podcast.
No, man. We're a month from 40 almost.
Start counting them down.
Not excited for this birthday, buddy.
Only a couple more podcasts left, pal.
Definitely feeling old after the fish week.
Yes.
I'll tell you that much.
There's many reports of your feeling oldness as well.
My legs hurt. Yes.
Wow. Anyway, so I was explaining the game, and it was cool because I was like, I feel like I'm really connecting. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, tell him how sport works. But then, like, the seventh, he's like, can we put a movie on?
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
And I said to him, very sorry, but absolutely not. At least they know it's my job. At least they understand that.
Right.
So
that is good.
Yeah. So that was funny. But also, what I thought was funny was that. My niece was watching a little bit and obviously didn't have any interest, but she did see The Fanatic and she was like, it was the big, first off, she said, what is that? And I was like, we've all been there.
Yeah, of course.
And, it was really the first time I was like, oh, so that's why The Fanatic's there.
Oh yeah. So, I've seen this before when you're at a game with a kid and I haven't brought Zoe yet, but like at a game with a kid, and they see The Fanatic, like the light in their eyes, like it is special. Like there is something to that for sure.
So, they just, you know, as the game went on, they kept saying like, oh, where's the big green man?
Nice. Love it.
Where's the big green man?
Where's the big green man?
Yeah. So I thought that was fun.
That is good. I like that. Some fun stuff from the Funko there.
That's exactly right. All right. So, last night before the game, obviously with the Field of Dreams game that happened last Thursday, I was like, oh.
They did a great job.
What a great...
Like, really cool. Great idea. Executed great. The game played out great.
Yeah,
like,
it was awesome. Couldn't have asked for a better
game. Literally, a game tie, you know, a lead and then a walk-off. Like, you can't ask for more. It was great.
But, so I was like, I haven't seen Field of Dreams in a while. Oh, I want to say, like, of course they put it on the first game of the preseason for the NFL. But it was still the most watched regular season game for baseball in forever. So, good for them. But, I hadn't seen Field of Dreams since I was like, a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Watched it. Before the game last night, or two nights ago, just a tremendous movie.
Yeah, like, it's been a while since I've seen it, but definitely a great,
still
great flick. Still holds up.
And I did well up at the cat scene.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
How do you not?
Oh, I mean, how could you?
Do you
not?
Have a heart or not?
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Right. It was a justifiable well up. I was like, you know what? That's called baseball.
Righteous. It's a righteous well up.
And then I also welled up in the ninth when the Phils did not score. Tyler Clippard. So it was a big night of welling up.
Cheers. Yes. What a fun night it sounds.
I would have
like.
Rather watch Field of Dreams again.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Me too.
There was a shot of Didi yawning at the first game, and I'm still not over it. Like, it's like,
I know you mentioned to me like multiple times.
Like
already.
I can't believe they're yawning in the dugout. Like that's just a problem.
It's
put that on the video yearbook.
Yeah, it's not great. The video yearbook is heading in a bad direction.
I know. I can't wait for that. I can't wait. I love the video yearbook. I do think it's ridiculous. Like, I like Ron Torres a lot. But, like, holy crap, man. Like, Alec Bohm has been hitting better recently. Mm-hmm. And I would not like to completely bury a kid that we believe in to be the future.
Well, Joe Girardi would, apparently. He's in the lineup today, but was it six straight, five straight, something like that?
It's five. I think it's five straight.
Five straight?
It's just like, what are we doing here? Like, we're really going to bury one of our players to try to win a division that, you know, doesn't, it's not like you're a good team. Mm-hmm. You just happen to win the worst division in baseball. Like, sweet. Congratulations. You know, like, why are we burying him for Ronald Torres?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it's
a defense, and I get that.
I get it. We all know why, but, like, it's probably more valuable for him to play in the minors than this, right? Like, give him at bats every day. Like, the bat's what matters. Like, keep developing that. Like, sitting him five straight games as a pinch hitter or whatever, like, I mean, that's, what are we doing here?
I it's the first time I felt like they should, I mean, just send him down. Like, yeah. He's not that valuable as a pinch hitter late. Like, he's just not.
No. He might get you a single or a double. He's certainly not anyone out of the park for you.
No. Just send him down. Let him work down there for a little bit. Let him get his. The biggest problem with Bohm right now is that his confidence is just completely shot.
Like, on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. And you see it with his, like, the way he just is right now is that he's just not handling it well. So, just send him down. And send him down. You know, if you want to play Torres, that's fine. But you can't ruin the rest of the guy's career and ruin his development because he's having a bad season.
Yeah, look.
Or what are they going to do, trade him for a crap starter?
Alec Bohm is more important to this team than making the playoffs this year, is the way to look
at it. Right, and just bring up Maton if you want. If you want to play Luke Williams, if you want to have those guys off the bench. But, like, getting Bohm right is more important than making the playoffs.
I agree 100% on that.
It's not sitting well with me that he's, like, either play him or send him down.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And the final thing is that, did you see the Ken Rosenthal report yesterday?
Which one?
The $180 million is the
So I didn't get to dive into it, but it looks like a new luxury tax and a new minimum is the idea.
Yeah, so the floor, I think, is $100 million,
yeah.
Which is good.
I think good. Like, teams like the Pirates and all that, like, that is an outrage to baseball that these teams get this collective bargaining, spend $50 million or whatever it is in pocket money, like, an outrage. So, yes, I am all for salary floor, but so the idea was it be a hard cap? Or no? Like,
no, I still think it's
a new luxury tax, the idea?
Yeah, they would bump down the luxury tax to $180 million.
I'm sure John Middleton's psyched.
Might be a long offseason, if that's the case. Now, hopefully the penalties already weren't that much, but hopefully.
They're nothing! It's $3 million or whatever! It's like pocket change for this guy. Yeah. Like, it's punitive, I get it, you know, but you can get out of it. Like, if I never heard the term luxury tax again, it would be too soon.
It's so awful. Yeah. It's just so awful.
I mean, it's just the Phillies. It's the Phillies.
No, well, it's all baseball, though.
I know, but it's just so Phillies.
Yeah.
It just feels very Phillies.
Might be a long offseason.
Awesome. Awesome. We might need to change the name of this podcast.
Nope.
High Hopes just doesn't seem to ring true as much as it used to.
Let me just say this. Everything's fine.
You got any final thoughts, buddy?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. Let's go watch them win 14.
Yeah, they're going to win today. It's going to be great. Can't wait. And then they'll lose to the Padres or to the Rays at home or whatever. It's going to be great. What a fun pod this was.
If they beat the Rays, though,
we're back in.
We get Eric Neander. That's
that's what the series is for. Yes, I like it.
The Rays don't know that, but
it's what it is.
Yeah. He stays.
All right, go get Neander. Can we get back to that? Oh, my God. He's spread some salt in his life.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?